Hello? Is anyone home? Good evening. Thank goodness you answered. The weather out here is terrible, as you can see. My car got a flat just down the road, and my phone is out of battery. My name? Oh. Let's not worry about that right now. No, I don't think I should walk you to my car. Not when it's pouring like this. You'll catch a cold. I'm sure you could change the tire, but honestly, I'm so cold and wet that I don't think I can go back just yet. Would you mind? Please, if you could just invite me? I'd feel a lot better if you asked me and yourself. I don't mean to be presumptuous, but you seem like a gentleman. Of course I'll come in. Thank you for the invitation. I appreciate it more than you know. It's so nice and warm. A fireplace? How perfect. Such a lovely home you have. Look at this wall of books. I've always loved men who appreciate reading. And what an inviting armchair. What a cozy little space. I could stay here forever. Oh dear, my clothes are soaked. Would you mind if I took them off and hung them near the fire? Or perhaps you have one of those, a dryer. Too much work. I'll just take them off here. Oh, I already feel much better. The heat is incredible. These pants are pasted on, and this blouse is sopping wet. It's basically translucent. Now, that's what I need. Nice, natural warmth from a fire. Huh? You're married? Why are you telling me this? You're worried about her finding a naked woman in your living room? I'm not even naked yet. I'm still wearing my bra and panties. Where is your wife anyway? Is she here? She just left for her book club? I hope she's able to stay out of the rain. It's positively dreadful out there. Anyhow, I'm sure she wouldn't mind me removing my bra then. I'm just trying to warm up after all. Your protests seem to have dried up the moment you saw my breasts. I had a feeling you might change your tune. Don't worry. I don't mind if you stare at my breasts. I don't blame you either. I know what I look like. Pale. Porcelain. Almost doll-like. Well, except for the exquisite breasts. You don't see too many dolls with my features. May I ask where your bedroom is? What do you mean you don't want to do this? Don't you want to have a taste? I know I do. The moment I saw you, I got a strange feeling that we would end up in each other's arms, sooner or later. Marriage is such a funny thing humans do, isn't it? You pledge your entire life to one person, and then what? Do you suddenly lose all sexual appetite for others? Now, I may not know much about monogamy, but I know more about lust than most. It's silly to deny your appetite. What more is there to do in life but indulge? But no matter, I'll find your bedroom. And I'm confident you'll follow me. Lovely bed. Will you open the window, please? I like the sound of the rain. Then come over here. Now, take off your pants. Oh, you just followed me in here to make sure I don't steal anything? Sure. Sure. Take off your pants. Don't make me force you. Protesting will get you nowhere, so you might as well obey. She's not coming back anytime soon. And even if she does, will she really blame you? Look at me. Have you ever seen anything like me before?
Take your pants off now!
Was that a surprise? Yes, I'm sure you're shocked by how quickly that happened. You had no intention of doing that, did you? Well, there is something you should know. But while I tell you, come a little closer. I'm going to give you a little massage. Oh, hello. Look who's excited to see me. You're almost bursting out of your boxers. As I was saying, there is something you should know. I'm a vampire. You let me into your house, and now I'm here to enjoy you. So you might as well luxuriate. Not every day a creature like me finds their way into a human's dwelling. I've been watching you for a while now. And based on what I can feel through your boxers right now, I think I made the right choice. Let me pull it out. I want to see what I'm working with. Ah, yes. Perfect for my needs. You have any questions? Sure. Ask away, but I'm gonna stroke you while you ask. I'm sure you won't mind. Yes, I've been following you. I know that might be unsettling to hear, but I assure you, it is of the highest compliment. There was something about you that caught my interest. I can't quite describe it. Well, I could, but I can't imagine a mortal understanding the complexities of a vampiric appetite. But you are intelligent. That's why I picked you, and why I'm here tonight, of all nights. I knew your wife would be away, and I knew you would be chivalrous enough to let me out of the rain. What can I say? You let the right slut in. Am I gonna kill you? No. Not yet, anyway. We'll see how you perform. Will I drink your blood? Oh, I used to indulge in that, but not tonight. I don't fuck where I eat, and tonight I need to fuck. No, I won't make you immortal. That's not how this works, human. What's that? Ah, yes, yes. You're right. I did compel you to drop your pants. But don't tell yourself that I compelled you to want me. I can't control you like that. You saw me, and you wanted to fuck me. Don't lie to yourself. This hard cock? Oh, this hard cock right here? That's all you. Now I'm going to instruct you. You'll do exactly what I say. Stand before me and take my face in your hands. Aren't my lips inviting? See how easy that is. And I didn't even force you. You wanted this. Now, watch as your cock slides past my lips. It feels good. I would hope so. I've had a lot of practice. I learned in some of the finest French brothels last century. Come on, human. You're so gentle and tentative. I fucked warriors, men and women who have faded into legend. Here, grab my hair. Like this. Got it? Good. Now, I want you to let your inner monster out. I want to see what you have inside of you. Now there we go. I didn't know if you'd have it in you, but here we are. Finally getting to the fun part. I think you can go deeper, though. Try again. But this time, focus on the way my tongue rolls against your cock. You see, it's fun for both of us. I bet your little mortal of a wife doesn't do that. Lean back on the bed now. Put your hands in my hair and fuck my mouth. You taste so good. You're shyer than a lot of the men I've been with, but I won't hold that against you. I can feel just how hard you are, but I've had enough. Your turn. You're going to eat me out now. Ha! No, you will do as I say. I don't give a damn if you don't want to. Quiet? You're asking me to be quiet so the neighbors don't hear? I think I'll risk it. On your knees. Pull down my panties. Come closer and let me dig my hands into your hair. Now, stick out your tongue. Fuck. That's it. That's it. Oh, yes. Be a good little mortal and fuck me with your tongue. Oh, yes. Yeah. What? No. I don't care if your neighbor's here. And I know you don't care either. Is that a photo of you and your wife? She's so pretty. Reminds me of a whore I knew a few hundred years ago. She was very popular with the men, but I happen to know she preferred women. No, don't stop. You don't want to stop. The only thing you want is to continue lapping at my luscious slit while on the bed you share with your wife. You can't deny it, mortal. What? You need to stop to breathe? How boring you humans are. Nowhere close to finished. Oh, yeah, your tongue feels so good. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, don't stop. You can't stop. You won't stop. Oh, my pussy tastes much better than your wife's, doesn't it? Say it. Yeah, say it. Say how much better my pussy tastes. Keep going and don't stop. Oh, that's the spirit. What, you want me on all fours on the bed? You need to taste all of me. Of course you do. My body intoxicates you. You want to lick every inch of me now. Become my pleasure slave. Tongue my ass while you finger my pussy and rub my clit. Does your little wife let you lick her asshole? No? Oh, that's too bad. But it's okay now. I'll give you everything she won't. So, spread my ass cheeks apart and give me that tongue. Yes. Yeah, tongue my asshole. Oh, it feels so good. I knew you wouldn't let me down. Since the moment I saw you. Oh, such an eager, hungry, obedient little manslave from my holes. Yes, you can use a finger. You can do just as you like. But don't stop rubbing my clit. Oh, yeah, making me come is your first priority. But I'd like you to enjoy yourself as well. That way, when I come visit you again, you'll be more than happy to get on your knees, knowing what kind of rewards await you. If you give me all that I ask of you now. Yes. Make me come. Yes, be a good slave. And make that mouth useful to me. Oh, yes. Hold still. I'll move my hips and use your face to get off. Keep your tongue out. That's right. Rub my clit. Yes. Fuck your face. Don't stop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every hole. Yeah, lick it all, baby. Lick it all. Oh, from my pussy up to my asshole. Mm-hmm. Don't stop. Don't stop. No, don't stop. Mm-hmm. Yes. Fucking pump that cock. Yeah, pump that cock while you serve my holes with that face. Oh, your cute little face. Oh, that tongue. Oh, oh, yeah, keep going. Oh, yeah, you're doing such a good job. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, tongue fuck me. Oh, yeah. Both my holes. Don't stop. Oh, no. Oh, yes. Oh, don't stop, baby. Fuck. Oh. 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 Fuck. Oh. Oh. Yeah, pump that cock. Pump that cock for me. Oh, yeah. Don't stop. Oh, yeah, go faster. Faster. Yeah. Oh, are you gonna come for me? Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna come too. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Mm. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, so impressive. Well, that was quite a treat. Oh, that's such a good slave. Oh. Looks like you got a fistful of cum. And a faceful of it, too. That was quite a treat. And it looks like you enjoyed yourself as well. Oh, it's dripping everywhere. You did very well. I'll have to visit you again soon. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's all we have time for. But you pleased me so well. So next time, perhaps I'll be a bit more generous and let you fuck me. You've no idea the kind of pleasure I will inflict the next time I come find you. Oh, that must be your wife. Too bad it's a little late to join us. Why do you look so worried? I told you, I'm a vampire.